and a radical, self-radicalized or a cell in the United States that is undetected and can pull off a catastrophic event here. Now, several months ago, we had something that almost combined both. There was a person by the name of David Headley, who was a terrorist living in Chicago, who could travel between India, Pakistan, and the United States seamlessly, and he was the guy that helped plan the attacks on Mumbai. Those attacks killed 177 people in Mumbai 2 years ago. Six Americans were killed, and they almost started a war between Pakistan and India that might have resulted in some kind of a nuclear war. So this self-radicalization issue is a critically important one. It's one we didn't look a lot at, but I think Lee and Tom have pointed to the answer. It is designating a lead agency here in the United States that is responsible for it, whether it's the FBI or Homeland Security. And having spent the last couple of years abroad, I would say to Tom's 5 years, now these self-radicalized people can train themselves on the Internet, and the five-year time frame is now down to sometimes months before they can be radicalized. It's really shrinking.